Merry Christmas. As we begin another Christmas time, the gospel tells us two things that we need to focus on. One is you will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Two, he is God with us, Emmanuel. One, the whole reason Jesus was born, as I talk about every Advent at the Penance Service, was to save you from your sins. Think about it. God's remedy to our sin is his Son. And he gives them willingly as a victim to pay for our sins so that we can be made righteous before him, so that we can be in relationship with him. That God loves us so much that he gives us everything in his Son, Jesus Christ, just to forgive us. So the biggest thing we need to do at Christmas, I believe, is to allow him to forgive us. Because that's the whole point of this God-made man, the whole point of Jesus, the whole point of him coming to us as a baby, was so that he could take our sins upon himself on the cross, and so he could set us free. So again, that's why I always hear confessions right before Mass. So especially for those who haven't been there before, and wow, years that you come back. And we didn't get everybody in. I know, I'm sorry, but I had to start Mass. I hate doing things late because everybody else gets mad at me. And I get people mad at me almost every day. I don't know if you know that. But it's like, let's get mad at Father Larry for something. And I get the other half, and I make the other half happy. The other half's mad. Whatever. But I'll hear confessions again after I'm done greeting everybody. I'll come back up to the confessional. And if it's been a while, I just want to encourage you, please. Not if it's been a week or 2 months. A while. Come to confession, and I'll take care of you. We go for the questions, and you're out of there in less than 60 seconds. Like, bam, bam, bam. And then it's God gives you a brand new life. And so again, the whole reason Jesus was born was to save you. So let him this Christmas. Just let him. He knows every sin you've ever committed. He was right there when you did it. And yet he's never stopped loving you. Never. He was born to save you from that sin. So let him. The second thing that this Christmas and all Christmases are about is that we're never alone. Huh? I was sitting there complaining, I was feeling bad for myself with a friend today, because I sat there and says, Christmas for me is very crazy, right? I've been up since 7 o'clock, finished shopping. I get over 200 presents for different people. It's been wrapping all day and making sure I fix the trees and fix this and everything else around here. And then I'll sit there and my Father Michael comes over at about 8 o'clock and we'll have a drink or two. Not too many, because I have Mass at midnight and I have to take a nap before midnight Mass. And then, because I'm old. And then I'll sit there and after midnight Mass, I'll sit down and I'll unwrap all my presents by myself alone. It's a hard way to spend Christmas. And yet, as I was talking about that, the Lord reminded me, he says, so, you're alone at Christmas. Is that what you just said? Yeah, Jesus. He said, am I not with you? Yes, Jesus. You're always with me. And sometimes I forget. And maybe sometimes you forget that we're not alone, that he's always with us. That if we wake up in the middle of the night and there's nobody there, he's there. That when we're afraid about what's going to happen next, he's there with us. When sense life just doesn't make sense, he says, you'll never go through anything alone. I will always be with you. That's what Christmas is about. That God wants to be with us so much that he gets inside of our skin so that we're never alone. So this Christmas, I encourage you just to meditate on the reality that he never leaves you, that he wants to be with you always. The question is never, is God with us? That's never the question. The question always is, are we with him? Are we truly with him? Will we spend time with him this Christmas? Will we hold him in our arms as a child and just spend time with Him who longs to spend time with us. That's what Christmas is about. That He died for us and He wants to be with us. Let's let Him forgive us and let us want to be with Him. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen. That was 5.